It is sort of a mystery to me why it is that some people respond to the call of the gospel and others don't. And a further mystery, why those who begin with Christ sometimes do not finish that way. I know I had my ups and downs as a follower of Jesus Christ and spent many years just ignoring the call of Christ and living any way I wanted. And a number of years ago, I came to true repentance and knew the grace of God in my life for forgiveness, and He set me on a new path. But there is this truth that Jesus told about, and He told it in a parable of a sower. He said a sower went out to sow. Some of the seed fell on the path, the bad soil, and it never took effect. He said birds came along and ate up the seed. And then he said some fell upon a rock or rocky places. And as soon as it came up, it was scorched by the sun because it had no depth of soil. It didn't have a place for its root. It wasn't rooted well, and it withered away because it lacked moisture. And then some fell among thorns, in thorny grounds, and it sprang up well enough, but then the thorns and the weeds choked it out. It came to no effect and did not bear fruit. But he said other seed fell on good ground and sprang up and bore fruit 100-fold. His disciples asked him the meaning of this, and this is what Jesus said. It's found in the 8th chapter of Luke, the 11th verse. Now the parable is this: the seed is the word of God. Those by the wayside are they that hear. Then comes the devil and takes away the word out of their hearts, lest they should believe and be saved. And they on the rock are they which, when they hear, receive the word with joy, and these have no root, which for a while believe, and in time of temptation fall away. And that which fell among the thorns are they which, when they have heard, go forth and are choked with the cares and riches and pleasures of this life, and bring no fruit to perfection. But that on the good ground are they which, in an honest and good heart, having heard the word, keep it, and bring forth fruit with patience. Oh, I want to be that good soil. I hope you do too. What is the characteristic of the person who receives it? Well, from the Bible, I discern this. It's a person who comes to true repentance. That's just a word that means to change your mind. I was going one way, I'll go another now. I was thinking one way, I'm going to think another now. I'm going to turn from this world and sin and turn to God. And then the person confesses. That's another Bible word. It just simply means to agree with God. God said, you're a sinner in need of a Savior. And I said, you're right. And God says, Jesus is my Son in whom I am well pleased. And I agree with Him. Yes, Jesus is the Son of God. And then I have that belief that Jesus talks about. I believe that Jesus can forgive my sins and that He can give me eternal life and that His words are true. And if I follow Him in sincerity and truth, then I will have eternal life. And then I receive the Spirit of Jesus. It says in the Bible, to those who received Him, to them He gave the power to become the sons and daughters of God. I want to be good soil. I want to be a repentant person, a person who has confessed that God is right and that I am wrong. I want to be that person who believes everything that Jesus said, believes that He can forgive my sins and that I have a home in heaven forever, and one who has received the Spirit of Christ, the Holy Spirit, which will help me as I walk this life and empower me to become everything God wants me to be, good soil. Let's pray. Jesus, I pray that You would make me good soil. I thank You that You have come to me in grace and mercy and offered forgiveness in Jesus Christ, forgiveness from my sins and a home in heaven. I thank You for that grace. I thank You that somehow I had a repentant heart. I agree with You, God. I'm a sinner and I need You. And Jesus is Your Son. I believe that. And I receive Jesus. In Jesus' name, amen.